This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Leader of Hamas is killed. That's the biggest international story of the day. I'm glad he's gone. He's a disgusting human being who's been involved as a mastermind in the killing of thousands and thousands and thousands of individuals. And the main reason why I did it, they were Jewish. They weren't in the military. They weren't coming for him. They were innocent civilians. And he organized tens of thousands of followers of his and slaughtered the innocent. You can also add, as a part of the continuing dialogue, that too many innocent Palestinians have died. I've made that point dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Today, the story is that this despicable individual was killed. So what happens next? That's the second biggest story, Dave. And if it changes the direction of this war, it becomes the biggest story. Because when the Biden administration, working with other allies and other countries where Hamas would at least listen, there's too much reporting that Sinwar wanted everything, wanted hundreds and hundreds of hostages released, wanted greater power for him, was limiting how many of these Israeli hostages were going to be released, was not an equal partner. And by the way, I've been critical of Netanyahu on how many innocent civilians. Don't even compare a guy, by the way, Bibi Netanyahu, who I think is a criminal, who I think is staying in power because he's worried about what's going to happen in the courts. Don't even compare someone who's potentially a corrupt politician. Because to me, the reporting shows he is. But don't compare him with the maniacal, evil, wanting to kill as many innocents. For me, there's an enormous difference. Doesn't mean you can't criticize Netanyahu. Netanyahu's main goal every day isn't to slaughter Palestinians. Has he killed way too many innocent Palestinians? Yeah, he has. Geez, did anything play a part in that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Sinwar, October 7th, 1,200 innocents killed. So when Netanyahu in the last hour says that this death creates an opportunity, what does that really mean? Because Gaza is unrecognizable. There are individuals in Gaza who are Palestinians who support Hamas and who are devastated by this and want more innocent Israeli civilians to be killed because of this. There are also many, Dave, as you know, who are Palestinians who just want to live their life. Married, have kids. They'd like to know where the next meal is for their kids. They'd like to recognize the neighborhood that they live in. They'd like to not fear for their safety. They're Israelis who saw the response by Iran a couple weeks ago, are still wondering what the response will be from Netanyahu. Now, Iran is mostly associated with Hezbollah, right? So killing Sinwar is not going to change what Israelis going to do whenever they respond to Iran. But Netanyahu said throughout, we're going to end when Hamas is totally and completely destructed, where they're ended. It's a whack-a-mole situation, though. It never totally ends. And once again, there's too much good reporting where Biden, who he's just mainly just dismissed, and we have no idea if he's going to dismiss how he would do with Harris and Trump. I mean, we have a strong guess that Trump would just say, you do whatever you want. And Harris, she's laid out an overview that you can have a lot of what I've said now, what a lot of other people have said more articulately and at greater length. But does that mean she's even any stronger in limiting weapons? I mean, we're closing in on $20 billion since last October 7th. So don't even start with me on the Biden administration not giving Israel what they wanted. They threaten a few times, but then they give everything because they know it's the rare Middle East ally. What does this really mean, Dave? That is the thing. Is there somehow a path for Netanyahu to lay out the hundreds and hundreds of key Hamas leaders he has killed? The lead killer, well, numerous individuals with Hezbollah, and say, we're going to try to pull back in any way. Would that last? Does that carry weight? Because this will be very interesting, I think, what's going to happen in the next few days. You know, how does Hamas try to respond? Does Hezbollah feel like, well, this gives us another opportunity when Israel's thinking more about Hamas? The vice president is speaking right now for the first time since this happened. I don't know if Trump has offered up a comment yet today. But you cannot downplay in any way this evil individual who, again, Israel had as a prisoner for 22 years, but they had a young soldier who was captured in the teens, and they valued him so much they gave up this individual. What happens next, Dave? I don't know. But this is one of those points in time in this war that either we're going to remember and say, hey, that led to this slowing down, that's led to some strange agreement, or, by the way, it just led to more killing. And I honestly don't know which way it's going to go.
Well, you could say that about so much in the Middle East over the past years, decades. Yeah. What's going to happen next?
Right.
I don't know. You know, as you said, this could lead to peace in some form. It could lead to a ceasefire. It could lead to releasing hostages. It could also lead to major bloodshed. And each of those possibilities, you know, I don't know where I'd put my money on. Because, I mean, they both seem very, very likely.
If I had to lean one way, I would lean you're going to get some sort of response from Hamas. But who knows how many of Hamas's responses have been stopped by Israel.
Yeah.
Since October 7th. Okay, Israel clearly has responded with incredible force. The idea that Hamas has just sat there and said, okay, we'll accept it. Sure, our evil enemy. Israel, after having an incredible intelligence failure, October 7th last year, has had a stunning amount of success, what they refuted from Hamas over the last 380-some days.
Yeah, perhaps there's people now within Hamas, you know, whatever the new leadership is, that says, you know what? we can't do anything right now. We have been crushed to a degree. Gaza has been crushed to a degree. Is there some sensibility there? I'm not putting my money on it, again. But you can hope.
Part of what Harris's comments have been so far, that U.S. Special Operations and Intel work closely with Israel to track Sinwar. She says justice has been served, and it's an opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza. She flat out said that right now. And she reminded people that Sinwar had American blood on his hands. Oh, he absolutely did. Mm-hmm. So let's see how forceful she's going to be in pushing Netanyahu to say, look at how you responded. Since October 7th of last year, look at how you responded. Remember, Bibi Netanyahu, and by the way, she's walking off the stage now. She spoke for about 2 minutes, didn't take a question, moved on. Netanyahu is absolutely not two-state solution. I'm not going to let them coexist right nearby us. So with him in charge, by the way, there are other Israeli leaders who say the same thing. Hamas is so intimidating, is so menacing for the Palestinians who want no part of them. If they stand up to him, what happens to him, Dave?
They don't stand very long.
No, they don't. So that's the part that leaves me. Where is Netanyahu's out if he said over and over again, you know, he makes the comparison to Hitler with the Nazis. He's like, wait a second, was anybody sane during World War II? Well, let's come up with some resolution to have Hitler, you know, still maintain his power.
Mm-hmm.
And some might say you cannot compare Hamas that way. The leader of the Jewish people probably can. Probably resonates a little different with him about the Nazis and Hamas.
Just a bit.
Just a bit different. So I would love for this to slow things down. But, I mean, even if you think Israel has went way too far, you can make a deal with Israel, boys and girls. What deal can you make with Hamas where you believe them for 1 second? Unless other countries are putting so much pressure on them that forces Hamas to make that deal. You want to chime in? You certainly can. 651-461-9226. Speaking of the vice president, she was on with Brett Baer last night on Fox. I consumed it. I'm sure plenty of people consumed it. You want to chime in on that? I have some strong opinions on it. You want to chime in yourself? You can. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. You admitted this is a tougher one, right?
Well, I got the business from the boss yesterday.
Yeah.
Because both Tuesday and Wednesday, we got early, I think it's just after two songs.
Yeah.
Both the themes were picked. So he said, you got to toughen it up. So, all right. Here you go. We've gotten one guess so far, and they were incorrect.
Yeah. The musicologist, you know, didn't realize the ghost of Prince was just down the hall with us.
Yeah,
you know?
Really.
Go umpire, okay?
Call the balls and strikes.
Call the balls and strikes. All right. If you are correct, and Brad has encouraged Dave to be tougher today. If you are correct, it's worth it. Tom Segura at the X. Very funny. April 18th. You have to guess the music theme of the day. Let's get the text here, and then they'll work us into a little bit of the Harris conversation. Israel's been doing this since 1948. All of it, right? They have been attacked. They've responded. We've had ceasefires. We have a new people in power all throughout who have different paths. We're fighting over sacred land. So you're right. Israel's been doing a lot. Trying at times to live peacefully, in the view of some, trying to go too far, and also attacked on a regular basis. On a regular basis.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not blaming innocent civilians. I'm not blaming for 1 second innocent Palestinians or innocent civilians in Iran. But the their terror groups and those individuals who are behind the decisions, I have 0.0% sympathy for them. More text. The simple answer of Palestinian state, I've forever have believed in a two-state solution. I still absolutely believe in a two-state solution. Probably short line of applicants be the next leader of Hamas. I don't think so at all. I think there's thousands who, there's tens of thousands, there's hundreds of thousands who would like to be the next leader of Hamas.
Sure.
Because they believe in the mission to kill any Jew on the planet. Americans lost 1,000 military personnel when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. I'm reading your text here. We then declared war on Germany and Japan. So many innocent Japanese civilians were killed. America dropped 2 atomic weapons. So if A equals B and B equals C, then you're saying FDR was a despicable human. I didn't say Bibi Netanyahu was a despicable human. I said Hamas. Their leaders are. I think knowing the availability of the intel and the technology available now compared to what FDR had, I absolutely believe that Netanyahu's actions have killed too many Palestinian civilians. I never once said he shouldn't respond with force, and he has. But this is an example of what Israel working with America is capable of doing. And I don't accept the totality of numbers which the Hamas government has put out. But clearly tens of thousands of innocent Palestinians have died. And I think there was a way where Netanyahu could have backed away earlier, could have been more surgical, and still been as forceful in rooting out and killing Hamas. The availability of FDR in the 40s, 19 bleeping 40s compared to what Bibi Netanyahu has now? Give me a break. Not buying that comparison at all. Thank you, W.C. Seal. Can I just stop right there? Because we get this text a lot. Well, I now know where W.C. Seal stands. No, you don't. There's not one editorial point for W.C. Seal. This is what I believe in, what you believe in. Many times we agree, many times we disagree. Okay? Jason could not talk about this today. He could talk about it. He could have whatever view. There's not one mission statement. So I'd rather people say thank you to me, whether it's sarcastic, demeaning, or complimentary. You know, there's just too much of, well, they must be all speaking with one voice. We don't. I saw what you were saying about Palestine on Double Down News and Democracy Now. Okay, you saw, that's WCCO TV. We're not tied to them. And by the way, they don't speak on one voice. It could have been when Margaret Brennan and Major were on. It could have been when Shaley was on. It could have been Frank and Amelia. I don't know, but this one voice thing, we got to stop. Why do we worry so much about other people's religion? I totally don't understand this. Just do the religion you want. Don't try to control others.
Ask that question going back thousands of years.
I agree with you. But this is also about land, which they believe is sacred to them, the two sides.
Mm-hmm.
And they've decided the other is about hate. And they can cite the exact same instance as a part of history as far back as you want to go. And can tell stories like it's as if they were 100% opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it's a lot easier. Well, I mean, we have that issue in this country. Not with the violence that the Middle East will, as we all know, will always have. It's just at some points it's worse, and it's awfully horrible right now. Okay, let's do this. Let's break here, and let's talk Harris and Brett Baer, because we're getting a bunch of texts on it. I didn't see it live. Was involved in an R&D project. But I consumed all of it later and also watched some analysis on it and read it. And I'm curious, what did you think? What did you think about Harris going to Fox? What did you think of Brett Baer? Was there news coming out of it? Does it change the direction in any way? Should Trump be a part of an interview like this? What are your thoughts on this? Jim Peterson on the links in about 35 minutes and Jason DeRussia. What would Jason do in about an hour on the home of the Twins, WCCO Radio?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.